The mitzvah tzivah kelim is derived in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Ayin Ham with Bet from the parasha of Milchemet Midyan, where the Torah says v'taher ach b'mei nida itchata, that we have to dip kelim in a mikveh of arba'im se'ah. It's not explicit in the Torah. In fact, none of the monam it's sort counted towards the taryag mitzvot, presumably for that reason that it is not explicit. So we have to figure out, is this a gezerat hakatuv? The Gemara brings pesukim for it. Is it a halacha moshe mi-sinai with an asmachta, or is it just a din derabanan? Since we will be constantly considering the ramifications of the status of this mitzvah in our many discussions, it pays to spend some time contemplating whether it is min haTorah or min derabanan. Many Rishonim, the Tosfot or Zohar, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, hold it is a mitzvah min haTorah, while the Rambam seems to hold it is only midrabanan. A great litmus test to see how each Rishon paskins is the sugya of mashkon, a collateral given to a Jew by a goy, whether it requires tevila or not. The inquiry is unresolved in the Gemara, and therefore how each posek approaches it, whether it be l'chumra or l'kula, will indicate whether he thinks it is a safek deoraita or a safek derabanan. If he is mekel, it is a safek derabanan. If he is machmir, it is safek deoraita. Indeed, the Rambam paskins l'kula on the sugya of mashkon, whereas all the other Rishonim paskin l'chumra. And more than that, the Rambam's language screams that it is a mitzvah midrabanan, because he uses the language midivrei soferim, remez, mipiashimu alamdu, and amru chachamim. At the same time, one should note how the languages of the Rishonim are often conflicting internally or externally. The Ritva seems to say it's deoraita, but then he seems to hold like the Rambam. The Ramban, as he is quoted by all of his Talmidim in their various Chidushim al Hashas, and in their Shelot Teshuvot and their Halachas Svarim, like Torah Habayit and Shud HaRashba, the Ramban seems to say it's deoraita, but in the Chidushim al HaTorah, the Ramban is not so sure. All in all, there are many conflicting impressions we can get from the Rishonim. There are the Baz, Rabbeinu David ben Zimra, thinks that most Rishonim hold midrabanan, although that is perplexing. And in fact, the Chida argues that no, most Rishonim hold that it is min haTorah, the mitzvah of tevilat kelim. Rav Ovadia works hard to find how each Rishon could actually hold derabanan, and he argues that even if you hold that it is a mitzvah min haTorah, not a mitzvah midrabanan, he believes that the Yeshuot Yaakov is correct in pointing out that even if the obligation to immerse an individual keli in the mikveh is min haTorah, the prohibition to use the keli beforehand is only midrabanan, according to all opinions, as it is a means of encouraging one to take the keli to the mikveh and not procrastinate indefinitely. All in all, we see that there is much machloket whether or not tevilat kelim is min haTorah or midrabanan, and there is much machloket as to what the machloket is, who is on what side. There is a great list in the Sefer Tevilat Kelim, and it is important for us to be aware of these issues, be aware of this machloket and its ramifications, in order for us to just think coherently about the many sefekot that arise in the sugya of Tevilat Kelim.